The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network.
Hey guys, welcome back to Flourish and Fulfilled. Today's topic is quite a relevant one as we are about to kickstart our manifestation challenge. Now, our manifestation challenge, we open up for a 10-day period. And for this one, it is starting April 12th. And we have over 4,000 women joining us on this huge manifesting journey. Now, we did sell out of this, but I thought what I would do is that if you are interested, I will open it back up and put a link in the show notes with the code podcast so that you can join us and it is entirely free. You'll learn more about this in the up and coming episode starting now. But before we get started, I wanted to do my top three, bottom three for the week that was. So my tops this week was having a bit more structure to my training and my routine. Being able to get back into the gym, there's nothing quite like it. I would have spoken previously in regards to my training and everything that kind of was happening and squatting and I just had such a bad period over the last 8 weeks when it came to my squats. I was like, getting inside my head and wigging myself out when I would get underneath the bar. So really starting again from scratch and establishing all of those really good training habits again has been really, really, really beneficial. Second top for the week is I did a huge reflection journaling practice. And the big thing that came up was my parenting journey with my boys. And last week, Kai turned 14. And 14 is such a huge turning point for kids and as a human. And I know that for me at 14, it was such an emotional roller coaster. And looking at my boys and their characters and seeing just how beautiful they are and having Kai call me because he's down in Adelaide with my parents at the moment for his 14th birthday, he rang me and he was like, "Mum, I've discovered my life purpose." And I was like, "Oh yeah, all right, what's that?" And he's like, "I want to make everyone happy." And I was like, "You know what, mate, at the age of 14, if that's what you're thinking about, you're a pretty good kid. So as long as I can keep this going for a few more years, I will be very, very happy." And that is definitely a top this week, given I threw him under the bus a couple of weeks back with him Googling sex in his Christian English class. So definitely a top this week for him. Third top would be my warehouse. So I have a beautiful space that is coming together so nicely and I'm really excited to be able to share it all with you and be able to kind of put it out there and host more events here on the Gold Coast and, yeah, really welcome you guys into that space. So that's a really beautiful top as well for the week that has been. On to the bottoms. So I haven't finished my book this week. I have been so busy and I hate it when I break a promise to myself because promises are such a massive way of establishing self-worth and really staying true to what you want and who you are. And when you break a promise to yourself, it's just the worst feeling. And I know that this has been that for me this week. Secondly, self-doubt. If I wasn't doing what I'm doing right now, I would like to think that I would be an interior designer. And at the moment, I'm doubting the design of the warehouse and whether it flows and how it's going to look and everything to do with it. So I guess it's kind of just like that self-doubt, which probably is from my first one of not keeping the promises to myself. My third bottom this week is not a great one, but the dog keeps eating the crutches out of my undies, like not my cheap ones. Like they're not seamless bonds. They're not like, I don't know, not the cheapies, but like my $80 pair undies. And I love them so much that I don't want to throw them away. So now I have like no lining left in my undies and it's not just one or two, but it's all of my knickers and I'm still wearing them. So that's definitely a bottom for me. So guys, if anyone wants to buy me a birthday present from a couple of weeks ago, you can definitely fill back up with my undies. All right, so on to this week's topic, which is manifesting. Now, this is such a big topic. And I know that I get this question so much because so many people think that it is really woo-woo or a bit left of field or not for them. And I kind of really want to make sure that today I alleviate any of those questions, but also really help you understand that it's not woo-woo and it's also not something that is left of field. It's something that we all do every day, whether we know it or not. So whether it's actually a conscious decision that we're making every day or whether it's something that we don't even know we're thinking about or doing, that we actually are doing it whether we know it or not. So what is manifesting? It is simply bringing our subconscious thoughts or desires to our conscious level. So it's simply taking back the ownership and the driver's seat to your life. So how many of you out there sit in your life every single day and just let life happen to you? You're not owning it. You're not controlling it. It's just happening to you. You're not directing where you want to go. You're not chasing the things you want. How many of you are actually honestly just letting life happen to you? So I guess the whole purpose of our manifestation challenges are to take that hour and put it back on yourself and take back the onus of being exactly what you want and where you want to go. And I find that quite often, and I know that a lot of people within business as well, are spending a lot of time working in their business, but they're not spending a lot of time working on their business. And that's two massive elements when it comes to your day-to-day life is, are you working in your life or are you working on your life? Now, within the challenge, what we kind of do is we establish these really good habits and then we stack them up. So a lot of people feel that some people can manifest easier than others. And why is that? So we all have a human design type. And the other week on Instagram, I was discussing it and my DMs just blew up because all you need to do is type in human design chart calculator or generator and you'll very quickly establish what you are. And then you can find out the best ways in which you work, the best ways in which you operate, how you communicate, the relationships that you have, and it will blow your mind how accurate it is. And for myself, I am a manifesting generator as my human design type. And so when I say this, it is so real, but I will literally put it out there and be like, ooh, I really want a warehouse. The next day I get a phone call from an old real estate agent that was like, hey, Soph, just thinking about you, just wanted to let you know there's a brand new warehouse opening up right near your house and it's available for you from this date. And that's genuinely what happens because when I put it out there, I'm actually really attracting it and wanting it. So when it comes to manifesting, there's so many different elements to it. But rather than just focusing on like the end goal or the outcome, you need to think about how you're going to feel and the embodiment practice of what it's going to bring to your life when you have that. So let's just say you're wanting to manifest a brand new car. And all you can think about is, I don't know, let's just go like a Hyundai XL. And I don't even know if they make them anymore. But, you know, like a Hyundai XL. So that's what you're manifesting. And all you can envision is this car. However, what you're needing to change that to is the embodiment practice of how it's going to feel when you get that car. So it's not going to feel any different when you're driving it, but it's going to feel a sense of success, self-worth, achievement. What is the feeling and the emotion that is attached to having that thing? So that's what you're kind of wanting to swap between having a manifestation goal as a physical thing and it's swapping to be more of a emotion or an emotional abundance. Now, when you're thinking about what to manifest, you can literally manifest anything you want. But I need you to be really clear on realistically what you can achieve in, let's say 10 days, because what we do is these 10-day challenges. And I'm definitely not promising you that you will have what you want at the end of the 10 days. But I can promise you that if you continue these habits and these regular routines and shift of working on and in your life, you will definitely achieve the life that you're wanting and more alignment within your life. Now, we've run these challenges so many times previously, and you don't have to just take my word for it. You can read all of the reviews of women who literally have changed their life. And I want to reiterate here that there's nothing in this for me. It is entirely free. It's simply that when I see all of you achieving the life that you are actually here to be and live, there is no greater feeling or no greater feeling of having that sense of purpose and seeing you all achieve that other than the sense of joy for me. Now, there's a few questions that I do have in regards to how do you select a manifestation goal or outcome? And so when it comes to selecting it, it can be anything that you want, but you need to have and genuinely see these opportunities and you genuinely want to have it. It can't be something that somebody else wants to put that on you, or it can't be something that is something that's out of alignment. So let's go a $380,000 car. You're looking at me. That's mine at the moment. I'm so obsessed with the G-Wagon and I just can't justify it. And it's just not happening for me because it is so out of alignment. Like, I'm not going to feel any different when I get it. I'm not going to have a sense of achievement when I get it because it's just so out of alignment for me. It's not part of my core value structure. It's not part of who I'm here to be. And so it has to be something that you genuinely want that is in alignment within your own core values and your life. Now, within these challenges, one of the massive things that we establish is the 5 a.m. Thrive Club. Now, it doesn't have to be at 5 a.m., but it does have to be 20 minutes minimum where you spend the entire 20 minutes focusing on yourself. Now, this is where the biggest shift happens, because when we start focusing on ourselves and making time for ourselves, we start to build our own self-worth up. And when we love ourselves, we're teaching others how to love ourselves. So if we're not genuinely feeling exactly how we want others to feel about us, how are we teaching anyone else to treat us? And so let's say that you're trying to manifest like-minded friends. The affirmation for that could be something like, my energy radiates through me. So the affirmations that you're telling yourself and the words that you're telling yourself are so, so important. And our words, I know that we drum on about this so often, but the words that we actually tell ourselves matter more than I think most people realize, because with every word and every sentence that we actually say to ourselves, we're creating a thought pattern and a behavior pattern in our brain. And without going down the NLP path, it's very similar of if you tell yourself that I am fat. Right? I am fat, I am fat, I am fat, I am fat. That pattern is a thought pattern that we are creating for ourselves, and we automatically put that as a neuro pathway of what we're actually thinking. So instead of saying I am fat, you could say I want to feel strong, right? And change that and really affirm it every single morning. And it's really important that the words we tell ourselves are the ones that we want to be and how we want to be. Now, when I know that there's so many of you that would have done this experiment at home with your kids, but there's the rice experiment, and there's 3 jars of rice, and it's simple, plain white rice. And in one jar, you literally tell it all the horrible, hateful things, everything you can possibly think of. In the middle jar, you say nothing to it. And in the final jar, you honor it, you praise it, you give it love. And just really watch for that experiment and see what happens. And if that's with rice, you can imagine what will happen to yourself and your own inner self-worth. And if you don't want to do that at home, simply just Google the experiment. But it's really, really powerful. Now, setting up and establishing these new routines in order to be able to manifest or attract the things that you want in your life are really important. So we spoke about previously affirmations, the 5 a.m. Thrive Club, and then before falling asleep at night for only 10 minutes, hop into bed and think about what it would feel like if your manifestation goal — I don't really like the term goal, but I don't really have another word for it. So if your manifestation came true, how would you feel? So it's not what others would think about you. It's not how your partner would feel. It's not how life would change. So let's say you're trying to manifest $10,000. How would you feel? I'd feel no different. But if you were manifesting $10,000 to be able to afford life-changing treatment that will allow you to be able to live a healthy, happy life, you would feel really, really healthy. So when you are wanting to embody how you're feeling, make sure that it's relevant to what you're trying to attract in. Now, the other part of the daily things that we like to implement when manifesting is journaling. So three things that happened today that you're grateful for. I'll just quickly butt in here. Notice when you're living a conscious life of looking around you always and being grateful. And this just changed everything to do with my life. When I walk into a new place, I look up, I see people. I will look at somebody and I will be grateful for three things to them. I will get off a phone call and automatically now be grateful for three things of that conversation. I hop in a car, I'm grateful for three things. And it changes your entire outlook. So along with that, at the end of the day, try and implement that throughout the day as well. And it will literally change your life. Like, that is the biggest take home from that. So three things that you're grateful for that took place for the day. Three things that you appreciated today. So when we're in a appreciation mode, we're more able to see through. Let's say your partner pissed you off, but they took the bins out, they made you coffee and they made you dinner. And you're so grateful that they did that. You can see straight through that pain of being like annoyed at them, and it puts you more in that grateful appreciation mode. Three moments where you felt your energy rise and three moments where you served others. Now, if you're somebody that has purpose as a core value, serving others will really help you with self-worth at the same time of being able to attract in the things that you want. So I'm just going to recap here. So the 5 a.m. Thrive Club, affirmations and wallpapers, the nightly visualization and embodiment practice before bed, and the journaling. So that's where we start. Right? So every single day, that's the three things or four things that we're going to be able to do each and every day. Now, when we're following through a, say, 10-day challenge, we stack all of these other things on top of that. And so essentially, I don't want you to literally just start and have to work for an hour on yourself and it be overwhelming or unachievable. So those things that I just mentioned shouldn't take you more than 15 minutes, 20 minutes a day. And what we're going to do by the end of day 10 is allow you one whole hour of working on yourself of what you want. So that's why it's really important that whatever you're trying to manifest is something that you genuinely want. Otherwise, you're just not going to enjoy this whole process. So day one is all about habits, intentions, and anchors. And so let's say who here has set a New Year's resolution. And by day 14, which is actually 70% of people, by day 14 has already finished or like already stuffed up, I guess the term would probably be, their New Year's resolution is, 70% by day 14, because it's usually something that is so unachievable. So you set it, you forget it, and then by day 14, it's already done. So with day one, what we do is we set reminders and we set three per day to your phone of what you're actually trying to manifest. And it's kind of similar to like a vision board or a wallpaper on your phone or whatever it may be, is just bringing that back to that conscious level, because by day one, we're still not able to bring that back from us in our subconscious of this is what we want, but really making sure that we're consciously living it out every single minute of every single day. Now, setting an intention for this manifestation challenge or for your life or for your day, it's doing things on purpose. So when we change our day-to-day living of just being, going to work, driving the car, no matter what you're doing in your life, do it with intention. Be there. Want to actually do it. Don't just do it because you're doing it. If you're not happy in your job, you can change. You always have a choice. The third thing for day one is having an anchor. Now, the most common anchor that we do use is your phone. The reason being is most people are on their phone all day long. And when you look at it, an anchor is simply something that brings it back to your conscious level. So other than the reminders, every time you pick up your phone, you think about that as an anchor. If you are perhaps, I don't know, a lot of the girls in the past have done that they're really trying to work hard on their marriage or their relationship, that it is perhaps their wedding ring as their anchor. So every time they look at their wedding ring, it brings a reminder to them of, I'm happy, I'm whole, I'm content, I'm loved. So whatever your anchor may be, just make sure that it does go back to what you're trying to manifest. And remember, we're stacking all of this, but because it happens over a 10-day process, it actually isn't as hard as it kind of sounds. It just happens day. Day two, we're learning to time block out your day. And the reason for that is when we time block out our day, we're making time for the things that we want to work on or the things that we need to attract in. And because we are establishing these new routines of being able to give back to ourselves and having this time for ourselves, allowing that time and time blocking it out within your day makes that space. I say this often, especially when it comes to exercise, is that nobody has time. I've never met somebody that's like, I just have so much time, I don't know what to do with myself. Unless you've maybe got no children, no work, no job, no whatever you're doing. I've never met somebody that's like, I have so much time. No one has time. You have to make the time. And in order to do that, time block out your day and really think about the things that are important to you and put those first. Now, the second thing that we do on day two is clearing out your environment. Is huge. So when we clear out the old, we're actually creating space for the new. And this works in so many different areas. And I know that I have so many more podcasts to come and we'll talk about it then. But this happens when it comes to friendships, relationships, everything. In order to attract in new, you have to remove the old. You can't try and manifest a new relationship if you're currently still in a relationship that's not serving you. You need to be able to cut it, move on from that, and attract in new. So it's really important. Now, when you are decluttering as well, what we like to do is put two pops of color into your day-to-day space that reflect the emotion that you're trying to attract. So if it's, say, love that you're trying to attract, that would be red. And we put up a color wheel and a color chart, and I will put the link into the show notes for you guys to be able to grab that as well. But every single color attracts a different emotion. And so when it comes to the environment that you're currently in, being able to see those colors subconsciously attract in those different emotions. So that's really important as well. When we get to day three, it's working through self-belief and limitations. Now, usually we are our own worst enemy. So how many times have we gotten into a relationship and we're like acting like a psycho or doing something that we're not who we truly are. And we're like, why are we doing this? It's perfect. The relationship's perfect. This is so, I should be happy. And perhaps it's that underlying, you're not feeling worthy of it. And so therefore you're self-sabotaging or you're putting up blockers or you're seeing things that aren't truly there. And so there's a couple of questions that you can ask yourself to find out if that's what you're doing when it comes to this manifesting goal. Why am I worthy of this? So not focusing on why you're not worthy of this, but why are you worthy of this? So the positive is always the stronger statement here. What is standing in my way of achieving this? Now, usually what's standing in your way is you. And that's a little heads up for you because the only person that's standing in your way is you. So it's really, really, really important to work through any limitations that you're currently feeling or experiencing, because without being able to clear those, you actually can't move forward. Day four is all about protecting your energy. And so this is really important because we often say yes to things when we want to just scream no. And it's like we fill up our whole day of people pleasing or helping other people or saying yes to people we don't even like or want to be around or saying yes to tasks or catching up with people we actually don't even want to be friends with. And it's about clearing and creating that space to say no, protect yourself. And if you're in a really not a dark hole, but if you're really struggling right now and you're struggling with your self-worth, the best thing that I can suggest for this day is literally say no to every single thing, situation, person, and put up almost as if you have a baby and you've ever started them on solids. You give them one piece of food and see if they're intolerant or how they react to it, and then you introduce another. And it's kind of stacking those people back into your life of how you feel and the energy that you feel when you bring in that person. And when you've completely removed yourself from everybody, it allows it to be a little bit clearer of how someone else's energy attracts you. So when you bring somebody into your life, how do you feel when you leave them? Did you catch up with them and the entire time they gossiped about four other school mums' relationships and you walked away and you were just like, oh my goodness, I don't even care about who Susie's dating and this is what's happened and now I have all this extra drama in my life and I don't even care and you're feeling a bit flustered? Or did you walk away shining, being like, oh, what a great chat. I'm so inspired. I can't wait to do that. Next week, we're going to learn this. Or how did you feel when you walked away from that person? And really keep true to yourself and really stay clear to yourself of being able to say no and attract and create that space. So day five is back to the affirmations. But these ones here are really clear on what you're actually wanting to manifest. So I am worthy. I get everything I want. Good things always happen to me. The universe is always looking after me. And I know that for myself, I always have my phone background as affirmations and goals. And so it's always set up that what I want when I pick up my phone is it says the universe is working for me. The universe is always happening to me. And every time I read that, it just reaffirms to me and I'm always in a really calm place that whatever I want, I get because I go after it and I want it and I make it happen. It's just that really good calming affirmation to read. Day six, I attract what I want. Now, this here is such an integral part of manifesting because we can sit back on the back seat and think that life should happen for us and around us and that's great. But we actually have to go after the opportunities and see them for what they are. So let's say you're trying to attract in like-minded friends and you love going to the gym. And every time you're in the gym at the same time every morning, there is a similar aged woman that's training with you and that's at the same time as you. And you think, I could train with her and we have the gym in common. Go up to her. What's the worst thing that could happen? And ask her if she perhaps wants to train with you. And that there is not only going after what you want, but it's making your goals happen. And I think as well, removing that fear of what is the worst thing that can happen. Worst thing that can happen is she could turn around and say, I actually like training on my own. Thanks so much. Perhaps we'll get a coffee. Do you know what I mean? It's about going after what you actually want and seeking out those goals. Day seven is a dream vision board. And this is such a beautiful part of the manifestation challenge that we did earlier in the year of selecting images that are representative of the emotion or feeling behind what you're trying to manifest. So it's not, let's just say, I know that with my board, I have a yacht and a jet ski and some other random crap. It's not that I want to buy a yacht. It's that I want to go on adventure. And so for me, that photograph spikes that sense of fun and freedom and adventure. It's not so much what the actual photograph is. And remember that the vision board doesn't need to be beautiful to anyone else. It just needs to spike an emotion within yourself. And that right there is the perfect vision board. If you saw my vision board, you'd be like, what the hell? Like it's just so all over the shop and a bit of everything. But it's exactly what I want and I know everything when I look at it of where I want to be and what I want to do and what I want to achieve. So day eight is I am and then dot, 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 dot. Who are you? Who do you want to be? And what does your dream life truly look like? I think so often we are told what we need to be and what we need to achieve or want. And I think that by doing a challenge like this, it's not about your partner. It's not about your kids. It's literally about you and what you want. And this entire manifestation challenge needs to reflect back to that. And just make sure that when you are doing this and choosing your manifestation goal or outcome, that it is 100% what you want, not what anybody else wants. Otherwise, it will not happen because you will literally sabotage it over and over and over again because it's literally not in alignment with you. Day 9, we move to signs, cues, and opportunities. And it's kind of similar to the day 6 of attracting in what you want, but it's actually going after the things that you want. And I know that I often post 1111 or 444 because I know that it's an angel number, but for me it means so much more to that because I'll wake up in the morning and I'll do my gratitude planner and I'll simply ask the universe or myself or whatever you want it to be of, if I'm on the right path today, let me see 1111. And when I see it, I'm like, sick, I love that. And it's just that little affirmation for myself, I guess, of knowing that I am on the right path of where I want to be, or really making sure that you take time to see along the way. And I know we talk about it when it comes to like relationships, of any red flags, but also any green flags. So really making sure that if you are on the right path, that you allow the universe to tell you that as well. Now, day 10 is our final day and kind of goes back in relation to the fact of, what if it doesn't happen for you in 10 days? There's a few different things or reasons that it could be. Now, it could be the timing of where you are in your life right now. It could perhaps be that it couldn't be a 10-day challenge. It couldn't be something that is just 10 days. However, it could be that when you are allowing that time for yourself and taking back the ownership of where you want to be, who you want to be, and where you want to go, that it will happen eventually, and everything in your life that you're wanting to happen will happen. It could be the alignment. Now, if you don't know what your core values are, I highly recommend that that's where you first start of working out what your core values are. Now, your core values are actually established before you're even 7 years old in your imprint years. And knowing what they are or what your childhood was like allows you to be able to live the most aligned life as an adult. And I think that that was hugely eye-opening for me, is that when I first found out about core values, I thought it has to be family and love and happiness. And I think I actually wrote that down in one of my NLP books, is that was what I genuinely believed my core values were. And it wasn't until I did a lot of deep work in regards to my childhood that I discovered that my core values were actually freedom, connection, and fun. And that stems from the childhood that I had of, I never in any sense or any element of my life don't want to feel freedom. So in the way that I work, in relationships I have, in the way I parent my children, in my decisions and my choices, I always want to feel that sense of freedom, number one. I value connection as a huge core value. I would rather have a handful of friends that I literally can lay in bed and talk with for hours on end and have that intimate connection with than have hundreds of friends that I barely have deep chats with. And fun for me is so, so important. I chase fun. I chase adventure. I just love it in everything I do, whether I'm cooking or whether I'm cleaning. I always want it to be full of laughter. So making sure that your manifestation goals or outcomes are always in alignment with you. So not about anybody else but you. So really making sure that you know what your core values are as well. The third possible thing or reason that it may not happen is that it's too vague. So something like, I want to be rich, is probably not going to happen for you for so many different reasons. Firstly, it's not an emotion. So how would you feel if you were rich? Is that a sense of fulfillment? Is it a sense of success? How does that actually look? How will you know you're rich? You need to be able to place those tangible emotions on it. So remember to be really specific in regards to how you want that to go. So I know that we have a listener call in with a question in regards to manifesting. So what I might do is I'll play the listener question, I'll answer that, and then I'll also answer a bunch of other questions that I did get on Instagram as well.
Hey, Sophie. I was just wondering, when you are manifesting, can you have two goals? So the last time I did your 10-day challenge, I just focused on one thing in my career and it worked amazingly and really quickly, but obviously I want that to continue, but I also want to focus on another area in like a second career that I'm starting. Can you do two at once or does it need to be one specific goal? Thank you.
Having a clear, specific goal is always going to work best because you can literally put every single embodiment and practice on that one goal. And as we work in these 10-day challenges, it really isn't a huge amount of time. When you have done this a few times, you can work within different areas of your life. So you could do relationships, you could do spirituality, you could do self-growth and have a different goal for each individual area of your life. But when you are starting out, I would definitely suggest just focusing on the one. So the first question that I did get on Instagram is how to stay focused on your goal or emotion. I always lose focus. Why could that be? Firstly, I would suggest that it's probably that you're out of alignment with what you're trying to manifest, because if it's something that you genuinely in your heart of hearts truly want, it's not something that you're going to lose focus of. When you're able to stack all those different tasks and things that we just spoke about, it's something that's always in the forefront of your mind. And if it's something that you want, I 100% guarantee you will not be losing focus of it. So really go back and make sure that it's number one in alignment, that it marries up with your core values, and it's something that you truly in your heart of hearts want. Next question is, can I manifest good health and happiness for my children? Yes. However, always make sure that it's the emotional trigger that is what you're manifesting. So if the emotional trigger for health and happiness for my children is security or wholeness or happiness, make sure that that's what you're trying to manifest instead of a good health and happiness. Next question is, how do I act as if you already have it? I'm really struggling with that. So when you lay down at night and you do your nightly embodiment practice, close your eyes firstly and imagine the first emotional response that comes up if you are living as if it's already come true. So it depends on what the manifestation outcome is, but let's say you are wanting to manifest a home that you can live in forever. What emotion is coming up for you when you're thinking about that manifestation outcome? For me, I would think that it's security. It's a place of love and happiness. And I would really think about how that emotional response will be, acting as if you already have it. How do I manifest a new partner whilst being in one currently that you know isn't serving you? Oh my God. Okay. Judgment-free zone here. I really want to stress to you that you can't attract new if you are living in old. And so I have the best practice when it comes to relationships. It's called a relationship reflection task. And essentially what you do is you have a piece of paper and you write down any three key relationships that you've had in your life, right? That bring an emotional response or an emotional trigger to you when you think about them. And what first attracted you to them, why you were attracted to them, and a whole bunch of other questions. But basically what it will do is it'll allow you to see your pattern when selecting a partner. But you cannot attract a new partner whilst you're currently in one that's not serving you. You actually have to sever those ties, work out and reflect on the relationship and why it wasn't working, and also perhaps look internally as well, because within every relationship, there's two people. It's never one-sided, and we always have to be able to understand without judgment or shame that you were not also a great partner to be in that relationship too. So there's two sides to every single story in a roundabout way. I hope that makes sense. Does it have to be super specific and detailed, or can it be airy-fairy? It has to be very specific and not vague, and it has to allow you to have an emotional trigger or response to be able to go into the embodiment practice. So it does have to be a bit more detailed and specific. How to follow through when it feels like it isn't working for me. Again, making sure that whatever it is that you are trying to manifest is in alignment with you. So if it's not working for you, really truly reflect if it's actually something that you want and it's not for anybody else except for you. Can you manifest love? Yes, you can manifest love and you can manifest your ideal partner and you can select all of the things in an ideal partner that you want. However, you need to be ready and open for that. So reflecting on yourself and working on yourself and making sure that you're exactly what you want to be when you meet your partner as well is really important. If you are riddled with anxiety and struggle with self-worth and don't want to leave the house, it's probably something that you need to work on internally before you're putting it out there to bring somebody else in. And so really reflecting on what you want in a partner as a projection of being who you are as well. Can you manifest weight loss? Yes, 100%, because you can embody how it will feel at the end. So when it comes to weight loss, I always talk about how it will feel, never about how you will look. So a physical attribute will never give you the same response as a feeling or an emotional embodiment. What do you do when you see angel numbers? So for me, I always set an intention in the morning that if I see 1111, it'll be on the right path. Or if I'm struggling with something, I'll ask. And if I see it, that's a really great way of affirming that I'm on the right track. I also just feel like it's just one of those things. I see it every day, 1111. But yeah, it's just such a beautiful, special thing for me. Human design chart. Tell me more. So I posted on Instagram about human design chart, and I did speak about it at the start of the podcast, but a human design chart is essentially what makes up who we are, and it's based on our date of birth and where we were born and a whole bunch of other things, but it's essentially a little bit of astrology, a little bit of everything else put into one, and you can literally just search on Google for it and it'll blow your mind. I had so many DMs in regards to the human design chart after people saw it. And for reference, I am a manifesting generator, which again summarizes it pretty clearly for me. As always, guys, if you have any questions at all, you can always jump into our closed Facebook group, which is Flourish and Fulfilled, or on Instagram, Flourish and Fulfilled. And this next manifestation challenge, we are opening up for free for you guys as well, just using the code podcast. And all you need to do is jump onto the show notes and there'll be a link there. So we have closed it off. We did sell out. We have over 4,000 people joining us for this one, but we will open up the doors just as a separate link for podcast listeners. This week, my bookworm book is Women Don't Owe You Pretty. As I mentioned in the bottoms, I actually haven't finished it, so I'll probably fill you in a little bit longer. But it is quite a little feminist read and I love it. I actually bought it for Gemma for her birthday as well. So really, really, really beautiful read. I hope that you guys enjoyed today's manifesting podcast and I can't wait to see what takes place for you when you start taking back the control and driver's seat of your own lives. Bye, guys.